Welcome to Can Capital. We are committed to helping small businesses succeed. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Can Capital. This call is being recorded for quality and monitoring purposes. Excuse me. This is Elena. How may I help you?
Hello, Elena. This is Grant over at Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi. Good and yourself?
Doing all right. Doing all right. I wanted to call and see if I could get some general questions answered from you.
Okay.
So, I was wondering about Newlogic's policy when it comes to an owner that owns multiple entities, if there's a maximum funding amount for funding all those different entities.
Yes, $250K is the cap.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But other than that, if it's, for example, in the structure of a holding company as the main company and underneath there are separate entities broken down by region, that's like something that Newlogic can consider.
Yes, mm-hmm. We've done that before. So it's like multiple location deal almost?
They have different. Yes, yes. Okay. They're like a nationwide restaurant and they break down.
Right, yes, okay, yes. Yeah. So that would be multiple locations. So that is $250K max. So if they wanted to get like, you know, three restaurants funded, then, you know, we would break it down something like $80,000 apiece if they qualified, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now it's the... This is kind of a little bit trickier of a question.
Okay.
If the company only has a tax return for the holding company, does that mean that Newlogic would have to put that holding company on the contracts rather than the separate entity, the separate regional entity, if that makes sense?
Do they have P&L statements for the separate entities?
Some of them, not all of them.
Okay. I know we would definitely need P&L statements also to figure out how much each location grosses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
that's what
we can't
figure.
Use the one amount for the whole company, right? So we need to figure out the breakdown of each location.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if they are registered as separate entities and they have, if they have, you know, if they have like a corporation set up for each of them, then we can use those. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
As long as it's we have ones like that before, like it's a holding company, but then they actually have the tax return is broken down and it shows it. So we've done that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the tax return isn't really broken down. Like for one or two regions, maybe we'll have the detail for the actual region, but most of it's just a flow through to the holding company's tax return.
Right. So that would be an issue. We would need to see the ones that have the breakdown. I would say to stick with those if he wants to fund those.
Mm-hmm.
That it would be a good idea to use those as the ones he's going to fund.
Got it.
Other than that, there's no way for us to break it down.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Well, I think that answers all my questions for today. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.